Our interview this evening is Harry Blaser's next interview for the Food series of Dr. Don Huber, a retired colonel of U.S. military intelligence, a very distinguished professor and scientist from Purdue University. Dr. Huber wrote a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture, which I quote in the commentary. Let me read it to you. Dear Mr. Secretary, a team of senior plant and animal scientists have recently brought to my attention the discovery of an electron microscopic pathogen that appears to significantly impact the health of plants, animals, and probably human beings. Based on a review of the data, it is widespread, very serious, and is in much higher concentrations in Roundup Ready soybeans and corn, suggesting a link with the RR gene or more likely the presence of Roundup. The organism appears new to science. This is highly sensitive information that could result in a collapse of U.S. soy and corn export markets and significant disruption of domestic food and feed supplies. So here is someone who used to be the deputy director of the health section of military intelligence, whose job in military intelligence was to make sure we knew how to protect the food supply and did protect the food supply from biowarfare threats, who's basically saying our food system is in danger of being destroyed by such threats. As you can imagine, the letter brought a huge amount of pushback. Harry basically, it's an amazing interview because Harry brings out from him how profound the threats to the food system are and underscores how absolutely careful you have to be about the food that you eat. One of the things I constantly stress, and I stressed it again during the pension fund interview, you cannot save money by eating second-rate food. In fact, food that's not really food, food that has mysterious pathogens in it, food that has GMOs in it that are killing people, as Jeffrey Smith's documentary so absolutely beautifully described. You can't save money by eating fake food and then put that money to finance the companies, you know, in 401ks and pension funds that then finance the companies that are destroying your food system. I mean, that's never, ever going to work. There's no way you can save enough money to protect yourself from many decades of chronic illness, you know, when in fact you're eating fake food that's poisoning you. So you've got to get the poison out. Anyway, this is a very, very sobering interview, and I encourage you to listen to it, because if you're not inspired to be wildly careful about, if you're not a picky eater now, you should be, and you certainly will after you listen to this interview. So big kudos for Harry getting this interview, and major kudos for Dr. Huber. What an absolutely courageous and inspiring man. His courage will absolutely inspire you.